In the 30 years since the release of A League of Their Own, the movie has become a beloved classic. It starred Geena Davis and Tom Hanks and followed the adventures of a woman's baseball team during World War II. In Hollywood, everything old is new again, so it was only a matter of time before A League of Their Own got a TV reboot treatment. Co-created by and starring Broad City's Abby Jacobson, the TV series takes the world of Penny Marshall's film and updates it with an ensemble of new characters.
What the hell are you doing?
I thought that you would catch it.
My back turned?
This is our one shot.
So what if right here, right now, we forget the rules? I'm gonna take you.
Wen Lee Maher is a TV and film critic for news.com.au and a regular on Breakfast. Wen Lee, hello.
Good morning.
Okay, so how different and similar is the TV version?
It is both of those things. And I want to say that I do love the movie so much because I think it was on TV a lot when I was growing up. And so I've probably seen it about 17, 18 times. And I remember rewatching it again in lockdown and just going, this movie just hits all the right spots. It's comforting. It's funny, it's emotional, it's all of the things. And when I hear Madonna's songs that are played throughout it, I do cry. It happens. So there were a lot of apprehension and also expectations for the TV show. And I think they've actually done a really great job in balancing that call to nostalgia with actually updating it so that it is more relevant for a 2022 audience. I mean, if you see the trailer, you might think that it's almost a shot-for-shot remake because they do have a lot of iconic moments. But once you see the show itself, you'll realise that all the characters are different, that they have a much more, I guess, almost like a sassier vibe to things. The stories are much more expanded in the sense of there is an African-American character who has this entire subplot about not being able to try out. And so you follow her on this different journey, which does sort of come back into the main story. And then Abby Jacobson plays the other lead in the story within the actual league itself. And it's also very much a queer story. So famously, Rosie O'Donnell, who was in the original film, says she played her character as if it was a gay woman. And Penny Marshall said, Rosie, that's not what's written. And so it's like they've kind of come back and said, you know what? I mean, if we didn't have any gay characters in the movie, we're going to give you a whole lot of them in this TV show. And it's just really fun. And so it does that great thing where you're like, I love being in this world and I also love meeting these new characters.
Okay, so they've basically corrected for some historical discrimination.
Yeah, they have. And I mean, and I think it's really interesting in that it says, you know, it's one of the things that can make TV reboot successful is like, we are going to honour the thing that came before, but we're going to make it more relevant. We have something new to say, something different to add instead of just going, we're just going to do this again the same way.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Look, also starting this week is The Dry. It's an 8-part Irish drama comedy. What's this one about?
Yeah, this is a really interesting show that is on SBS On Demand's platform this week. It's called The Dry. I mean, I know that's the name of the Australian movie with Eric Banner, so it can be a little confusing. But in this case, The Dry refers to sobriety. It's about a 35-year-old Irish woman who has spent many, many years as an alcoholic, has kind of stuffed up her life on every level, and she goes back to Dublin from London for her grandmother's funeral. Her family thinks she's just there for the funeral for the weekend, but she's kind of come home with this enormous suitcase and a sad face and is just actually going, you know what, I've stuffed up everything in London. I kind of just need to come back home for a bit. I'm 5 months sober, but it's her sobriety is very much challenged when she is home among her family. You know, her sister's really wound tight. Her parents are kind of these kooks. Her dad is played by Kieran Hines, who is a fantastic Northern Irish actor, actually, I should say. And so in this new environment that is very different, very challenging, and ex-boyfriends kind of hanging around, the sobriety thing is not so simple. I think there's a lot of emotional vulnerability in this show. I mean, it's funny, but it's also hitting at some spots that I think are very universal and relatable for a lot of people. I really liked it.
Sounds very good. So what else should we look out for this week?
Yeah, there's a couple of Italian dramas out this week. One is called L'Ora, and that is a historical thriller. It's set in the late 1950s, and it's, I think, actually inspired by real-life event about, well, the a newspaper was kind of bombed by the mafia and sort of what happens in the aftermath of that. And then the third season of My Brilliant Friend, which is based on Elena Ferrante's novels, is also dropping this week on SBS. It's weird because the first two seasons came out on Foxtel and now the third season seems to have jumped to a different network. It's a really great series. If you've never seen it, I'd recommend starting it from the beginning because it's just really evocative of that era, and I think they've done a really great job adapting those books for a completely different tonal experience. Never Have I Ever. It's a Netflix teen comedy that Mindy Kaling helped create. That's back for its third season. I mean, it's a teen comedy and a coming-of-age story, but I think it's really funny and every adult will, you know, get into it as well. And finally, there's Tales of the Walking Dead, which is the fourth series in the Walking Dead mega franchise now, and it's an anthology series where you just get more zombie stories because apparently there are always more zombie stories.
There are never enough zombie stories. It's absolutely true. Wendy, thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy Ma is a TV and film critic for news.com.au and, of course, a regular on Breakfast. I got a text message here saying, not sure how I feel about A League of Their Own reboot. The movie is iconic. The movie is iconic, although I was kind of sold, I got to say, by Wendy's argument, especially that anecdote about Rosie O'Donnell not being, being told that the story was not, there was not to be any gay themes. And look, that's obviously changed. The world's changed quite a lot.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.